For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, a cure for busyness. Baptists head to Sydney for the Revive Conference, and a Kiwi with an amazing musical pedigree releases her debut single in Australia. Every day we hear people telling us how busy they are. It's kind of like the default response when you ask someone how they're doing. I'm busy, so busy, crazy busy. It's obviously a boast disguised as a complaint. This week, Australian singer-songwriter Anne-Marie Keefe releases her latest radio single about busyness, and it's called Busy. The song suggests that busyness is a shield that conceals one's ambition, drive, or anxiety. She says that people who are addicted to busyness often dread what they might have to face in its absence.
I think that we all are running around with such busy lives. There's a lot of white noise in our lives, and sometimes it takes for that to die down to hear the things underneath that are more important. I think it can be like that. Spiritually, there's a lot of things that can crowd in and I guess really stop you from hearing the important messages that you need to hear, the truths that we need to inspire us and help us along the journey.
Anne-Marie has released two versions of the song, one for radio, which is a little edgy, and the other, a lighter mix, is part of the singer's new album called Cryptology. A few weeks ago, Hillsong Church put on its annual conference at Sydney's Olympic Park. This week, the Baptists from New South Wales and the ACT are meeting at the Sydney Showgrounds for the annual Revive Conference. The conference aims to inspire the church to build what they call kingdom communities. This year, Revive features Matthew Barnett from the Dream Center in Los Angeles. If you're unaware of the Dream Center, the church now impacts more than 40,000 people each week through its multiple church services and its needs-centered outreach ministries. This year's Revive Conference gives a platform to several Australian Christian artists, including Jake Norder, originally from Plagiarise, Aya Dell, who interestingly opened for Mary Mary last year in the US Virgin Islands, and Brittany Cairns, who was a contestant on The Voice earlier this year. American Kurt Anderson is also on the bill. This is his fourth visit to Australia and first as a solo artist. Kurt was previously the lead singer of No Greater Sky, which has performed throughout Australia in churches, festivals, schools and youth conferences over the past few years. Kurt releases his self-titled debut solo EP at the conference.
I write a lot about what I've gone through in the past, what I went through growing up, the struggles that I still have, you know, where none of us are perfect. We all have moments of doubt. We have the ways we drop the ball, the ways we screw up and let other people down. And so I write about that. And in that, write about the hope and the redemption and the love that I found through Christ and his ability to forgive.
23-year-old Kiwi singer Ruby Frost this month releases her debut radio single Water to Ice through Universal Music. This is a song from her forthcoming album Volition. Frost released an acoustic EP in 2007 and has since gigged around the land of the long white cloud with various artists including Dear Time Waste, Glass Owls and Ghost Wave. She won a trip to perform in New York last year at the CMJ Festival and won the pop category of the International 2010 John Lennon Songwriting Competition Session 1. Ruby has an amazing musical pedigree. Her brother is the drummer in the Parachute Band and her father is a well-known identity in Australasian Christian music. Ruby launches an Australian tour in Sydney later this month and in Melbourne early September. A reminder to check out the most popular Christian songs on Christian radio today at therockacrossaustralia.com. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.